profound. You can imagine the relief which will come to the world with the presence of the Christ in the world. Just that knowledge. And the knowledge that with his inspiration and guidance we can transform all life on the planet and rid the world forever of the threat of war, of poverty, lack of freedom, lack of justice, and bringing humanity into the gradually into a right relationship with itself. I mean, you can imagine the enormous emotional and mental relief which that will bring. That alone will remove the present stress, which is the great killer. We know that stress is one of the great killers in questions of heart disease and so on. But we don't realize the enormous effect that stress, present political, economic, social conditions, has on the world as a whole. And nobody escapes it. There is nobody, however strong you are, however, how much inner peace you may have, there is nobody in the world today who escapes this general malaise, this stress in the world, this sense that something tremendous is impending, either very good or very bad, and most people naturally, being pessimistic, tend to think it's very bad. And the prophets of doom, of course, are there by the thousand to make sure that people take the pessimistic view of life. Well, I'm not one of these. I take a very positive view of life, not because just because I'm a positive thinking person and an optimist, I don't know whether I'm not or not, but because I really do, out of my own experience, believe that the crisis is in the world, and that because of this, humanity is already set on the process of self-regeneration. We are about to regenerate our life and to create the conditions of right living, which includes health. I believe it will take probably 200 or 300 years for the major diseases like cancer and so on to be totally obliterated from the planet. And that will only come about, as all other diseases will only be really controlled, by a reorganization of man's life and a reorientation of man's thought and purpose to the inner spiritual reality of which he is a part. But initially, of course, there will be this great yawn, this great sigh of relief which will come from all people everywhere, and this will just in itself free millions today from unnecessary suffering.